Thanks for sticking around, guys. My name is Doug Smeltz. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And you guys know that we switched over the word, at least from presentation to performance, and you've got one of the stars in the category here and that knows all about it. So I don't think I need to explain what it is in terms of what you did, right? You know the category from that. I like the yellow tie really sparked out there really nice in terms of the look of course when the curtain opened there. Mark was a little bit lower. I don't know why. And after we talked, he says, I think I missed the boat.
Cheerios this morning.
He messed up on that for somehow. But when Dear Hearts and Gentle People was one of my favorite songs because that was my class ring quartet. Actually, that's one of the songs that we started doing in contests when we first started doing it. But you had really good involvement. You had good balance of what you're doing. The dynamic changes were good on that. I really liked what you were doing there. The faces need more energy. In other words, you weren't matching facially or visually what you were doing with your dynamics with the sound.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what our category is all about now. It's being able, like, if when you watch your video, turn off the sound and see if it's as good with no sound on as it is with sound on. Would you buy the DVD or would you just go ahead and buy the CD and forget it? Because that's what it's all about for your public, right? You guys are here one out of 365 days or 366 days, and the rest of it is all about your product given to your public. Where are you guys from?
Des Moines,
okay. So it's important, right? The important part here is the fact that you're selling yourselves to do performances in your area and so forth like that. And so when you come to contests, the idea is to pick up nuggets that are gonna make you better performers when you're going there. I mean, there's only a few people where you win a championship and you go to your job and you tell the people and they go, well, that's good, but the copier broke. Would you go over and take a look at it? Because I don't really care if you won a contest or not. It's only important to us. But your public loves it when you perform at a very high level and give them back. So that's what we need to do. You like this song. At least it looked like it from my standpoint in terms of what you did. And you had really good forward motion. The other judges put some other context. And, of course, Sandy just walked in the room, so I won't mention what she said. But supporting the rhythm in this song with the body language is one of the things that was brought up. In other words, there's two parts to it. It's how you carry yourself with your body and how your visual is coming with it. The one judge said you put on cruise control with what you were doing visually and sold the song dynamically. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I've done with my chorus that seems to work pretty good with that is if I make a good recording and I've got a good, a good sound system, is I match the guys up one-on-one and they lip sync the song and work the visual without having to worry about singing the song. Because if you're not looking at the director, unless you're really, really good, you're probably going to get out sync and stuff like that. But if you have a good recording that you can put through a boombox or something like that, you can work one-on-one with another person. And another skill, but this one doesn't call for it because Dear Hearts goes through, but Promise to No One, Alliance sang this in contest, and I know the song, and the arranger came and spent a day with us. The guy that wrote this, wrote the song and did it. This is deep. And it's a high level degree of difficulty. By the way, you know, we don't multiply the degree If you can sell Heart of My Heart, you know, you can score as many points as you do with this one. But what this song gives you is depth of emotional contact, right? When I sing this, when I first started learning this song, I'm like, tomorrow's not promised to anybody, you know, and I lost my wife from a brain aneurysm. One day she's there, the next day she's not there. And it really hit hard on me, and I could emotionally get into it. And as a performer, you have to find a way that you can use that story that you're each individually told. Now, we don't do one story anymore, because every one of you has a different place you're coming from on the song, And so, if you don't have that internalized, so that, and Kevin Keller is going to do a story, storytelling at the school they talked about. He's absolutely right. And so he went down to every phrase, and it was all about the song was all about his wife and how he met his wife and how he fell in love and everything. And every phrase in the song, he had a different emotion that he could attach to it so he could sell it with his face. How many of you, before you did this song, wrote a story, a scenario for yourself so that you had something internal to work from?
Everyone.
That is so important. And it was individualized, right? So that you didn't have one story. My chorus of singing Buckeyes just made everybody turn in their scenario to our presentation team or performance team now. So that we knew that they spent the time, and so that's good. And that came across.
We did that twice. We wrote a story, and then also Ev had us tell a story to each other, which
awesome
was fabulous.
Well, that's awesome, and that came out pretty good. Ev, have you talked to him about the beat at the beginning of a song?
No.
Okay. This song didn't have a beat. And what I mean by that is where that 1001 before you start to sing, where I see where the song's going before you even open your mouth, and set the atmosphere of the song. So the song
really
started.
Was the breath and emotion.
It just started.
Went, put your hand in mine.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
And
I felt
go
that
ahead
too.
And do
that. I felt that on stage. I was like,
yeah. So just do that real quick for me. You guys sing for them, but I want you to look them right in the eye. And make a contact with two or three of them before you start to sing, and let them know how you feel about them as a person. Just give them that feel. And somebody has, you guys got the pitch in mind already?
Put your hand in mine.
Okay, now, you need to do that better. You know why? Because you're establishing my initial thoughts in terms of your emotional content, your visual content, and everything else in the first three or four measures of the song. And then it's going to go up or down from there. And when you say, put your hand in mine, man, that's deep. You know, you're saying, you're opening yourself up, because if she doesn't put her hand there, you're dead meat, right? So you have to come from the heart when you do this. So do that again and be better prepared to be emotionally involved right from the beginning, okay?
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
You can't see it, but there's little hairs in there that are working overtime right now. That was, put it this way, that was 100% better than what you did the first time, and it's still not there.
I have the same problem. Little hairs in there.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got the idea? How, I mean.
And I can
I mean,
support that.
You get
totally on me.
It
was totally on me.
Involved before you ever started to sing that song, by the way, the facial love you put out in the beginning of that song.
Yeah.
And then I would have been at a higher level right there.
I totally felt it. I was like, I'm making sure that I cut you properly, and then I'm going to give you a downbeat and an upbeat that doesn't involve my knees and my shoulders and my head and my toes.
this is a song that Freddie King did with the Pros and Cons back in the late 70s. And in the last 2 years at International, it's been reintroduced a couple of times. I brought it back to these guys along with a hymn, and we introduced it to them. There has been an evolution of the chorus from being a 45, 50-man chorus to a 29-man chorus, and yet at the same time getting better musical skills along the way. So there was a lot going into this phone call that we had an awful lot of stuff going on. It was 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag. And for what they did and for where they are, I think they've done remarkably well. For where they can be, the stuff that you're offering them is pretty sound.
Okay, so my score went down. My score went down a point.
Except when your score goes down a point.
only because you weren't ready to present that song. And by the way, and you know this is true, in the ready room, I've been doing contests for 43 years, and I have got all my feelings are perfect, and we do one last run in the thing, and I go on stage. All of that, you know, can go away. And so you have to be really careful about emotional pull too much before you actually...
I think we might have felt a little bit of that because we were feeling very, very good about stuff walking out of the room. We didn't even sing the whole song. No. We were just like, all right, don't mess with it anymore, you know. But
you know, it's also, you know, you just did the uptune. When Alliance did it, we did it first. Because I walked on the stage with my mindset and my story and everything, and I was ready to go. When you have 30 seconds to transition from dear hearts, gentle, you know, you're doing all this stuff and they go, put your hand in mine. It's hard to do that transition. So it might have even scored better just by reversing the order of the songs. I know why you did the other one first, because it's more familiar and it's an upbeat and it got you started on the right foot.
Yeah.
Untold, basses have an untold, and they're pretty close to the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everybody else went, well, they were doing their thing. It's like you guys zoned out on, because you said, well, the basses have it now, so I can go ahead and take a break here and check the score and so forth like that in your mind. That's when you have to double your visual energy of what you're doing. Anytime you're not singing, your face has got to show what's coming up next. If it doesn't, then you get me catching you taking a break. Okay?
Visual coffee break, I've heard somebody say.
To no one. To no one. I mean, there was a big, it got too big too fast there. And it took me out of the mood. You know where that is?
Okay, yeah, in the second verse, we kind of keep that second chorus verse-ish thing going and to no one, and then we come back with.
But, you know, adrenaline will sometimes cause you to sing louder. You've got more energy, and so it just came out. And what happens is it took me out of the mood with what you had put me in right there. You were nice and...
Maybe you're talking about the very first one.
Yeah.
I think it's the first one.
It's just like a one part does it, right?
Yeah, it's a unison.
Okay.
It's a unison, right?
To no one. Yeah.
If you will.
And then we pull it back, but we hit it too hard to begin with.
It took us out of the mood.
Because it changes your whole thing there.
That makes sense. I get that.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's
I know what you're talking about.
There's a unison on If You.
If You. The
That was good. That was good. Yeah. If you could have kept that, whatever you were feeling when you did If You, before and after, this would have been.
I get that.
That was really sweet.
You take good notes, by the way.
Yeah.
That's because he's relaying everything that I felt on stage, too. Can you relate to that?
Yeah.
I can tell exactly what he's talking about.
If you love in the beginning, there was a little bit of sync there. It was closer to the beginning of the song. After Untold part, everything, like, I don't know what it was. But it was a little syncy. And, you know, that's minor. And normally, if you're emotionally attached to everything going on, I don't even care. I don't care about the sync.
Was there an agreement in the level of intensity among the chorus as to where they were in that song?
If I had my eyes closed, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't get the level of intensity. Who stands front row, stage right? Actually, this is probably not true because I don't know if I fixed it. I was doing stage left and stage right from my position. I realized stage right was over here, but it was stage right number four person. Who is that?
One, two, three, four. four.
You know who it was?
Would be.
Lyle, right? Lyle Blast.
No, it would probably be Gene Simon.
It was Lyle or me.
It's either Gene or Lyle.
Yeah.
So it goes Maynard.
John.
John. Gene.
Yes.
Lyle. It's Lyle.
Okay, so I try and find the person that actually is in it the most, and that.
That's Lyle.
That was a guy, and so what, in my chorus, I'll take Lyle and I say, I want you to, you know, come out. Now, we talked about doing the one-on-one thing, but just to see what he's doing, because when he's standing there, you can't see him. Except on, if you're on this side of the course, you might look across if you're not watching the director. But he did a great job. He needs to be complimented in terms of what he did, but he's not here. Is he here?
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. Okay. There's also near the end, the word time.
Okay.
What's, do you remember?
They know our hearts. They know not time. They know not time.
It did. You didn't finish the word. You didn't finish it. So it got either it either dumped off or it just didn't finish. And then maybe the energy wasn't there on that song. Okay. But this song is a keeper, and I think your audiences can identify with this. There's something in their life that is going to make them go, oh my God, yeah, and feel it.
Can we fourth wall this one?
I think you could. I think you could. Yeah. But you know, that takes a lot more work on the individual members in order to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, but they've already
that's
worked
shutting your audience
level
out and just presenting them to your own. It's just us, not them. We're just being us. Yeah. And letting them watch what us is. Did I explain that correctly?
Another technique I use with my choruses, I take them off the risers, and I can do this with a recording again if I want to, is I, like for instance, in the BA House of Start, put your hand, I have them walk, and then stop when there's something that they really want to say, and then walk again a little bit.
A man and his wife, you know, like, standing at the grave side. He has a service hand as he turns to her and says, put your hand in mine.
You know, go on. And then to find moments that they know is more important to them, or the words mean more to them. And then you might find everybody stopping and turning at the same time when they actually get where they become one to see each other. It's a nice little technique, and a lot of times, like I said, so that you don't get lost in synchronization problems, and then you start thinking, and then you're dead meat. You might want to do it with a recording where they can just concentrate on what the words are and go from there with it.
Okay.
Sandy, you had a couple comments you wanted to, I know, because we talked about this with us.
Yeah, I mean, you did Divine with a decrescendo.
Yeah.
I loved that. It because you said it two different ways, which is very artistic, and those kinds of things carry a great deal of weight with the audience as well. And I just could have used a lot more angst and passion out of everyone. I think, you know, the story is just so compelling, and everybody can identify with it if you'll allow them to. You know, I mean, it's your job as a performer to touch your audience.
This song causes you to have to go and open up.
Yeah,
in order to
it's a very vulnerable place.
This isn't just a piece of cake. This is the real thing.
Are we done?
And, yep. I appreciate the fact that you did this and attempted this song because it really shows that you went to another whole level in terms of what you do with the chorus. So you're doing wonderful. Thanks, and thank you so much.
A lot of courage.
For singing
yours.
It was
good.
Really great.
Thank
loved
you very
it.
Much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
So to recap a little bit, our numbers in the performance categories were above 70, except we had one guy that was.